This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
We have to continue to elect more socialists, and we have to ensure that we are unapologetic about our socialism. There are also other issues that we firmly believe in, whether it's BDS, right, or whether it's the end goal of seizing the means of production, where we do not have the same level of support at this very moment.
That is the real Zohran Mamdani, the self-described Democrat socialist who just won the Democrat mayoral primary in New York. And that is his end goal, seizing the means of production. Folks, that's the classic definition, not of socialism, but of Marxism, of communism. Ask Google. Here's their definition. Communism is a political and economic ideology that aims for a society where people collectively own the means of production, i.e. it's actually the government that owns it. Read that part again. Collectively own the means of production. What is a communist revolution? Well, that's when the group, whoever they are, seizes the means of production.
Right, or whether it's the end goal of seizing the means of production.
In that interview conducted on a podcast last year, even Mamdani admits people aren't ready for the seizing means of production part yet. But he insists, as good socialists, by the way, for the podcast, he dropped the democratic socialist part. Makes it sound like it's, you know, all modern and new and cool. No, he just calls himself a socialist. He's actually a communist. And even he admits, hey, people aren't ready for that yet. You know, the real end goal. But we shouldn't shy away from it, even though they're not ready. I'll let him explain.
Right, or whether it's the end goal of seizing the means of production, where we do not have the same level of support at this very moment. And what I want to say is that it is critical that in the way that we organize, in the way that we set up our, you know, set up our work and our priorities, that we do not leave any one issue for the other, that we do not meet a moment and only look at what people are ready for, but that we are doing both of these things in tandem, because it is critical for us to both meet people where they're at and to also organize for what is correct and for what is right, and to ensure that over time we can bring people to that issue.
The guy's not even really hiding who or what he is or what he wants to do, which makes it kind of scary that Democrat voters in New York City chose him out of a crowded field. The fact that a self-described socialist would be ruling over New York City, think about this, it's not just a city. It's not even the best known city in the United States of America. It is truly the financial center, not just of the country, but of the world. For the Democrats to slide a socialist, a Marxist, a communist in there, wow. I mean, this is why his name trended over and over and over. all weekend long on X. It's so jarring. How would that work exactly? A Marxist, communist, socialist, whatever you want to call him, ruling over the financial center of the world? And here's what's really scary about this guy. He not only wants to completely abolish the police. In fact, when running for the legislature, he was arguing that the vice unit of the NYPD especially should be abolished. He wants to abolish the entire NYPD, but particularly the vice unit. But keep this in mind, too, folks. What is he going to replace it with? This is a guy who clearly loves street violence. This is a guy who retweeted, and I put this in my Battleground podcast, but folks, it's worth looking at. I'll put a link to it in the sources link for this podcast. He tweeted them. So what kind of mayor does NYC need right now? Me. And what he's retweeting is a tweet from the Communist Party of India congratulating, I am not making this up, quote, Comrade Arya Rajendran, age 21, the new mayor of an Indian town in the state of Kerala. She will be the youngest mayor of a major city in the world. Here she leads a detachment of red volunteers. And then it says hashtag communist. The red volunteers are street thugs. Basically, they're cores of people who physically intimidate and beat those they see as opposed to their movement, silence those who would dare speak out without their permission. This guy's not just telling you he's a communist. He's telling you that he approves of the party controlling the police, the party controlling the law enforcement. It's not that he has a problem with law enforcement. He's showing you that the law enforcement should answer to the party, i.e. the Democrat Party, and that all justice should be meted out, as it classically is in communist societies, according to one's political class. I've long referred to a Tucker Carlson interview with a Chinese national by the name of Xi Van Fleet. She's an American citizen now. She's running for Congress, and she lived through the communist revolution. She was very young, but she remembers it. And she said that the first thing that she remembers seeing was a dead man floating in the well. He'd killed himself. Why had he killed himself? Well, during the revolution, 10 classes were created. 5 were oppressor classes and 5 were oppressed classes. What we call the dual justice system here in America, it's just classic Marxism, where if you're one of the 5 oppressed classes, laws barely apply to you, if at all. If you're one of the 5 oppressor classes, laws apply in the extreme, meaning if you're one of the oppressed classes, you can pretty much beat the crap out of anyone in one of the oppressed classes, and in many cases even kill them. Because laws don't apply to the oppressed classes, you get away with it. And the story she told, she remember being very young and she was in school. One of her teachers had officially been labeled as part of the oppressor class. And so the children in the school were allowed to literally beat her up. And they did, knocking her to the ground, kicking her, punching her, spitting on her. Nothing happened to the children, even though she was supposed to have authority over them because of their class. Can you say dual justice system, folks? That's what we're watching here. We just don't realize in this country that it's classic Marxism. Now listen to Mamdani explain how violence is an artificial construct. And you can see where he and the Democrats are going with this. He's just being honest about it. All the guy is doing is speaking in public the way they speak in private to each other. Because as Mamdani explained there, we're not ready for it.
Oftentimes, we've even found as legislators, when we go into these courts, the term violent crime is even used when people are stealing packages. Violent crime is even used when people are accused of burglary and there happens to be a housing unit in that same dwelling. So violence is an artificial construction. And we have to be very clear that what is happening here with these district attorneys, that is violence. That is violence of the highest degree.
Let me decode that for you, okay? And you probably can see this watching the mainstream media lately. The highest form of political class, vaunted, worshipped, coveted, is the illegal immigrant, gang member, criminal. Now, look at the Democrat senators flew all the way to El Salvador to see St. Kilmar Abrigo Garcia. And I've been pointing out to you again and again They are making these criminals the face of their movement. It's not the mom, again, working nights at a hotel who's an illegal immigrant. Yes, but she just wants to support her two daughters, give them a better chance at life. You'd think they'd elevate her, but no, it's this guy. Why? You can hear it in that clip from Mom Donnie. He's saying the highest class, the highest oppressed class, and thus most valuable is the criminal, is the violent criminal, is the burglar who breaks into your home. That is not violence. Why? Because the law doesn't apply to them, just like Xi Van Fleet explained to Tucker Carlson, not under Marxism. The real violence, he then explains, is being done by the prosecutors here in New York who are prosecuting them. That might seem twisted to you and I, and it's twisted to a lot of the media covering this, and they're saying he's crazy, he's radical, you know, using all these. No, this is classic Marxism. We just don't recognize it because it's never been implemented here. In classic Marxism, violence is not violence if it is committed by an oppressed class member. And of course, a burglar, someone who steals packages, a criminal, would be an oppressed class member.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
And especially not if they are victimizing an oppressor class person. It is literally impossible in that scenario for them to commit crime. Now that you understand their weird language and the way that this works, take a listen to what he's describing here. Higher taxes for white neighborhoods. Why not just name the neighborhoods or say affluent neighborhoods? Why? Because again, he's doing exactly what he advised. Even if the people aren't ready for it yet, we get them used to it anyway. In classic Marxism, the way that Democrats are practicing it, white, as in Caucasian, is an oppressor class. So, of course, white neighborhoods would pay more. Notice he's not even saying affluent neighborhoods. He's saying white neighborhoods. This would make sense to his Marxist fellow travelers. But to the rest of us, what he's describing here isn't just racism, as a lot of pundits called it. They misunderstood it over the weekend. It's classic political oppression of a dissident class, of an oppressor class. It's not a tax system. It's what they do in Marxism. You have to pay more and give more and have less if you are from an oppressor class, i.e. white.
You're saying we're simply describing the types of neighborhoods that would see these increase in taxes, and yet by invoking race, do you run the risk of potentially alienating key constituents?
I think I'm just naming things as they are. And ultimately, the thing that motivates me in this is to create a system of fairness. It is not to work backwards from an racial assessment of neighborhoods or our city. Rather, it's to ensure that we actually have an equal playing field.
Finally, long-term listeners to this podcast know exactly why Mom Donnie went for grocery stores first. Let's go back to that whole means of production thing from the beginning. I've been telling you for a long time, the best way to understand classic Marxism is to read Ayn Rand's book, We the Living. It's one of my favorite books because she lived through the Communist Revolution and she watched them set up their society. Very few people like that escaped the USSR. She did. And it's a relatively short book for her. She describes how it worked. If you were of the most value to the party, then you got the best job. The best job gave you a card that put you in the front of the line for the community grocery store, which was, of course, owned and controlled by the government. If you did not spend a lot of your time, free time, volunteering for the party, immerse yourself in party life and party events to the point where you had no life yourself, well, then you'd get like a mid-level card, you know, still a good person. If you're at the end and you're not viewed as of high value to the party or maybe not a fan of what they're doing, you got one of the end of the line cards. And the joke was on you because the food ran out about 2/3 of the way through. So you had a card titling you to food, clothes, toothpaste, soap, but there just wasn't any left once you got there. That forced you into the black market, a desperate and terrible place to be. If your friends or family tried to help you, they too could find themselves at the end of the line. And so because dealing in the black market was illegal, either, you know, paying for food or clothes or trading services, if you were caught doing that, now you're breaking the law and you go to the gulag. And so eventually those with cards at the end of the line ended up in the gulag for crimes, for illegally trading and dealing, crimes that they were forced into to survive. That's it. That's communism. That's how it works. That's how they starve millions to death. They always go for means of production first, namely food and fuel. And by the way, that was the plan laid out in the New York Times, June 2nd, 2022, in an article I've read to you many times. You should read it yourself. It's the blueprint. It's where they were going. It's called "You Want to Buy Meat? In This Economy." And it advocates for using something already on the books in America. It's already law, called the Lever Act. It's actually called the Lever Food and Fuel Control Act. It grants governments sweeping power over the food supply and ultimately the fuel supply, too. And it can be enacted in a war or in an emergency. This was why the New York Times was advocating that Joe Biden go ahead and declare a climate emergency to trigger the Lever Act and seize means of production of fuel. Folks, and I've explained many times, this is why the Democrats insisted you drive an electric vehicle. With a gasoline vehicle, you could get yourself some gas, gas it up, and go where you want. If it's only charged by electricity, and electricity is very limited, they got total control. This is why they're at war with natural gas. You could turn on your oven if you have natural gas. If you have electricity, they control whether you cook food. See how this works? Anyway, the New York Times, and think about it, 2022, Democrats still thought they'd rule forever. I mean, they'd gotten away with stealing an election. Even Republican leadership agrees at the time that you should never speak of the stolen election. They thought they could do whatever the hell they wanted and then print enough ballots later to just keep going. It didn't work out that way, thank God. But this was always their plan. It's Mamdani's plan, too. He's just not lying about it.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.